Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to this week's yearly cycle updates, where we are talking about what's going on God's calendar in this time of the year. So we are in June of 2021, and this is a time of year. We just crossed over Pentecost. We're getting into the summer of the year. We're getting into the heat of the year. And this time of year is a reminder that as we get into the summer here, sometimes there will be, on our journey with God and this walk of faith, there will be some heat, there will be some pressure, and it may look like you're looking out into an uncertain future and you're not sure exactly how it's all going to play out. You're not sure if your journey is going to be successful as you go. But this is a time to remember that God goes ahead of us. We're going to look at the story of from Genesis chapter 24 about how Abraham sends his servant to get a bride for his son Isaac. And he tells him, God's going to send his angel ahead of you. God also told the Israelite people on their journey to the promised land, I'm going to send my angel ahead of you. Jesus says, I'm going to go ahead of you and prepare a place for you. Just this simple principle that when we're in these times where things can look uncertain, to stay in the present moment, keep connecting with God, keep trusting in him, keep walking with him, because he's gone ahead of us. He's working out ahead of us for our good. And he's got things lined up. He's clearing the way for us. And we can rest and we can trust in that. And a lot of the worry that we go through as we're looking out to the future sometimes, we can learn to set that aside and just rest and trust in the present moment. But let's get started with prayer. We're going to start with our 30-day prayer challenge that we pray regularly. If you're new to us here, this 30-day prayer challenge is really the place to start. It is our whole program, the Abundant Life Blueprint, started for me with Proverbs 13:22, which says, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And that verse really got me thinking, what's more valuable than money that I could pass on to my children, hopefully grandchildren one day, would be wisdom. The book of Proverbs is filled with scriptures about how wisdom is more valuable than gold and silver and precious stones. And all of these things that we search after, wisdom is more valuable. And God is the source of wisdom. And the first thing I would want to pass on, you know, this Abundant Life Blueprint, when I got started, I made the commitment, I want to pass on training and lessons for every area of life. But I had no clue where to start. And God was so faithful. I made the commitment to get started. And he began to show up. He began to teach me. He began to train me. And it turned into a whole program with books and courses and better than I could have imagined or thought of or dreamed of on my own. And out of everything we do, the first thing I would want to get established in somebody's life would be this 30-day prayer challenge process of just praying about a 2-minute long prayer every day. And it's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez. And we pray that prayer and we do the other half of prayer to get still and to listen and to plan our day with God. Today, this is the weekly update. So we're going to be planning our week with God, looking ahead at the week that is to come, looking back at the last week to see how we did, looking ahead to see what we've got coming up this next week, and to stay connected with God, to stay plugged in with him and trusting he's working out ahead of us. And we can stay in the present moment doing the things that we know to do today, executing with peace and joy and confidence in him, because we're trusting he's working out ahead of us. And so let's get started with the prayer. And if you want to find additional training on this prayer, there are some additional training videos on our website, the Abundant Life Training Center, on the free tools and resources page. You'll find a link to the prayer challenge page there. And there are some additional training videos that go along with this prayer to get some more insights into it, along with a written copy of the prayer and a tracker that you can use to plan your days with God. But let's get started. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening to this and all their families, their friends, those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, for transferring us into the light. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. I thank you for your just steadfast, unfailing love for us, and that you rolled away our past, you hold our future, you're working ahead of us, and you're giving us grace to equip us and empower us in this present moment to do the things that we know to do and to do it with your strength and power rather than our own. That we don't have to do this on our own anymore, Father, and we just thank you for it. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us, and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, we ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us, and to bless our time here together. Let us all come away with practical things that we can implement, along with feeling challenged and encouraged and enlightened all at the same time. We ask you to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness and all you want to do in our lives, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world, but starting with the people right around us, Lord. We ask you to keep your hand on us, help us to do today what is right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so let's take just a second to just do the other half of prayer. Take a second to get still and to listen and to look at the previous week, see how we did, look at the upcoming week, and begin to make our plans with God for the upcoming week. But let's just get started to gain some encouragement. Over the last week, what were your wins? What were your wins? What were the steps that you took? What ways did you move forward? What things did you get done? Which ways did you see God showing up? What are your testimonies? And if you have something to write down with, you can begin to write these things down. And then how is your emotional state? How is your levels of peace, of joy, of confidence in God? And remember, it's yes or no. Either God's supernatural peace and joy and confidence in him were flowing or they were not. Either they're flowing or not, or they're not. It's like a light switch. It's either on or off. And sometimes we have it flowing, but then we get distracted, things get in the way, we get focused on other things, and we lose that peace and joy. And it's working to get it sustained, where we're in this continual state of just peace and joy and confidence in God all the time. And if the answer is no, I didn't have peace and joy, the solution is pretty simple. Just meditate on God's steadfast, unfailing love for you. Just meditate on how much he loves you, that his love is unfailing. Love never fails, and God is love. And get more present in your day. Get more present in your day and aware of God's presence with you in everything you're doing. You might be doing something that you absolutely normally hate to do, but you can do it with God. God can be with there helping you, equipping you, empowering you to do it with an amazing attitude, to do it with peace and joy and confidence in him, and but doing it by faith with God. That's the power that's available to us. And his grace is always more than enough. So then when we look at the upcoming week, just looking at the calendar, I think it's good. Is there anything out of the ordinary coming up on your schedule this week that you need to make plans for, that you need to make provision for, and you can pray and ask for help because God's already gone ahead of you, right? Anything out of the ordinary coming up? And then what needs to get done this week? What needs to get done this week? And you might start with just little things that you know you need to do, administrative things, things around the house. But then we want to get past that and start to think about, all right, if I'm really going to move my life forward, what are the things that need to get done? What are the things that God is prompting me to do, to begin? He's stirring me to do on the inside that maybe I haven't walked in them yet, and to start taking those steps forward. And so we can see here, for example, we're going to read from Genesis chapter 24. That Abraham's servant was wondering, all right, can I really go forward with this, what Abraham's telling me to do? He was unsure about it, but Abraham tells him, God's going to send his angel ahead of you. If you'll just get started, you'll go on the way. God will make sure that you have what you need. He'll show up and he will help you. And then I think a good question to ask, if you were to sum up look back at the last week. We often talk about, all right, what, over the last 24 hours, what is the most important thing God was trying to show me over the last day? And you could sum that up. I like to do it for the week. What is the most important thing God is trying to show me over the last week? If I were to sum up everything he's showing me, what is the main lesson that came out of this last week that I just lived? And then you could look at the areas of life like purpose and health and family and finances, order, time, and community. And just a simple yes. Are those areas growing? Are you seeing those areas grow, or are they going the wrong way? Which direction are we heading in those areas? And if the answer was they were growing, they were improving, then keep moving forward. Keep doing what you're doing. If they're going the wrong way, let's stop. Let's turn around. Let's do something different and start heading in the other direction. Let's course correct as quickly as possible. But let's take a look. Genesis chapter 24. I've been doing something new with my kids. We've been actually reading the Bible together. And we started in Genesis chapter 1. And we're just reading the Bible like I typically read the Bible, just reading it like a book, starting in the front and reading it like a book. If you've never done it before, I would highly encourage you to do that. And this morning we were looking at Genesis chapter 24, where Isaac gets his bride, Rebecca. And so it says, this is Genesis chapter 24, starting in the beginning of the chapter. Abraham was now old and well advanced in years, and the Lord had blessed him in every way. And he said to the chief servant in his household, the one in charge of all he had, put your hand under my thigh. My kids and I were joking about that. I wonder why he put his hand under his thigh to make him swear and to make him promise. It's kind of a funny thing. He says, I want you to swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you will not get a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites. So Abraham's had left his homeland and he's living with an ungodly people in a land that God said, I'm going to give you this land. But he said, I don't want my son to take a wife from this people. He said, but go to my own country and from my own relatives, get a wife for my son Isaac. And the servant asked him, what if the woman is unwilling to come back with me to this land? Shall I then take your son back to the country that you came from? And you'll see two things here. God has a wife prepared for Isaac, and it's not from among those people. And he doesn't want Abraham or his son to go back. In our life of faith with God, we're supposed to be moving forward, supposed to be continually moving forward. We're not supposed to go back. God had called Abraham out of that land and said, I'm going to give you this land. Abraham had left by faith because it says he left and he didn't even know where he was going. He took a huge step of faith. He left his family. He didn't know where he was going. And God's taken him on this journey, and God has blessed him in every way now. And the servant's saying, do you want me to take Isaac back to where you came from? And Abraham is saying, no way. Do not take my son back there. Do not take my son back there, is what he's saying. He said, make sure that you do not take my son back there. The Lord, the God of heaven, who brought me out of my father's household and my native land, and who spoke to me and promised me on oath, saying to your offspring, to Isaac, I will give this land, and he will send his angel before you. God's going to send his angel with the servant before him to get a wife for my son from there. How did Abraham know that? How did Abraham know that God was going to send his angel? Because he trusted that he knew God would go before him. He had a covenant with God. And we're going to take communion over the week here. As a reminder, we have a covenant with God, and God's going to send his angels before us. Jesus is going before us himself, even. Jesus says, I'm going to go ahead of you. I'm leaving and I'm going ahead of you to prepare the way, to prepare a place for you. And I've learned in my own life, that's not just spiritual. He's preparing things in this life right now. He's clearing the way for you right now for some things in your own life. And I've learned this firsthand in many encounters of just life and transitions of life. He's preparing the way. He's working things out ahead of you. He's got the way. He is the way. And he's preparing that way for you right now in the present moment where you are. He's seeing those things ahead of you. And then he says, if the woman is unwilling to come back with you, then you'll be released from this oath of mine. Only do not take my son back there. So the servant put his hand under his thigh and swore an oath to him concerning this matter. Now, I'm not going to read all of this, but the servant gets to the place. He gets to Abraham's old hometown, and he sees the women coming out in the evening to draw water from the wells and water for their animals and livestock. And he prays this. And he says, "Oh God, the God of my master Abraham, I'm going to talk to these girls and ask them for a drink of water. And whichever girl says to me, 'Sure, I'll give you some water, and here's some water for your camels also. Here's some water for you, and I'm going to give water for your camels also.' Whichever girl says that to me, let her be the one that you've chosen for Isaac." And so he goes out and he asks one of the girls, the first girl he sees, I believe here, he asks Rebecca, "Hey, can you get me a drink of water?" And she gives him a drink of water and she says, "Hey, let me get some water for your camels also." And so this servant, he doesn't even know exactly what to do, but he prays and asks for help. He doesn't even know what he's doing really, but he prays and asks for help. And he says, "God, just help me, guide me, show me which one is the right one." And God confirms it. Right away, he gives Rebecca to him. He sends Rebecca his way. And sure enough, they were family. They were related to Abraham. It was like Abraham's brother's daughter or granddaughter, something like that. I forget the exact how they're related. And that was the one. And so a lot of times on our journey with God, we can be like this servant. We can be a little hesitant. God's sending us on this new journey that looks uncertain. We don't know if the journey is going to be successful. And God sends his angel ahead of us. And then as we're on the way, he's with us. He's helping us. He was preparing Rebecca to be there at the proper time. I'm guessing he was prompting the servant, telling him what to say. Either that, the servant just spoke and he needed help and God fulfilled it. But God is there to help us and to equip us. It's amazing what God will do to get things lined up for us the way that we're supposed to be if we will just go and we will trust that he's working ahead of us as we go. So then we see later on, the servant is retelling the story of what's happened. And he's telling Rebecca's family about it. And he says this: "Then I asked my master, 'What am I going to do if the woman will not come back with me?' And the servant says this: 'Abraham said, the Lord before whom I have walked will send his angel with you and make your journey a success so that you can get a wife for my son from my own clan and my father's family. And then when you go to my clan, you'll be released from my oath if they refuse to give her to you, and you'll be released from my oath.'" And so he goes, he finds Rebecca, and she comes back with him, and she gets married to Isaac. It's this beautiful picture. We see in the Israelites example, when they're going to the promised land, God tells them, "I'm going to send my angel ahead of you, and they're going to drive things out. They're going to prepare the way, but it's not going to happen all at once. Otherwise, the beasts would become too many." Jesus says, "I'm going ahead of you. I'm going ahead of you to prepare the way. I'm going ahead of you to prepare a place for you." And just this simple principle that we can trust, that God's going ahead of us, and we can give that to him. We can stay in the present moment and we can ask for his help. We can ask for his guidance as we're going, because we're going on a path probably that we've never been down before. We're going to be doing something new for us. And we don't always know exactly the way to go, but God's working ahead of us and he's with us in the present moment to guide us and to line everything up. And if we will rest and we will trust in that, I believe it will lead to some supernatural breakthroughs, some supernatural results. God is trying to woo you. Job chapter 36. God is trying to woo you to a spacious place, free from all restriction. So this time of the year right now, what I've found is that often during these summer months, it's this time where there's this uncertainty a lot of times, where you're looking out into the future and things kind of look uncertain. You're not sure if things are going to be successful. You're walking by faith. And it might be some of these prayers. It's like, "God, help me. Show me the direction to go. What am I supposed to do at this point?" And then it's trusting that as you continue to move forward, God's clearing the path. God's working ahead of you to line everything up. And usually what I found is the breakthroughs often come as we get into the fall. As we get around the fall feast, all of a sudden that path starts to clear out. And it all starts to make a whole lot more sense once you get out there. But right now, when we're in June, we're in July, we're in early August, oftentimes we're walking by faith. There's a lot of uncertainty still. But then we get into the fall and God begins to open the way and it all begins to make much more sense. And you'll be grateful that you did, because the way he opens up when you get out here often will not be the plan or the path that you expected it to be, but it's going to be better than you thought it was going to be, has been my experience. So let's take communion over the upcoming week. We do the daily communions, but I also think it's important to take communion over the week. We like to do, we implement God's rhythm into our lives in the Abundant Life Blueprint daily. The temple in the Old Testament had a rhythm, daily, weekly, monthly, and then the yearly cycle of feasts. And our bodies are the temple now. And that same rhythm, that's God's rhythm. That's the rhythm that he had them implement. That same rhythm can help us to get in sync with him and what he's up to, what he's working on in our lives, I think. So let's take communion over this week. And every time we take communion, we do so with just holy awe and reverence and honor and delight for God and for Jesus. And today, I want this communion to be about this. Just letting go. Communion, every time we take communion, is like a point of contact. It's like a turning point in our lives. And this communion today, over this week, is simply an activation, call it a reminder, a change, whatever you want to call it, where we're letting go of our old ways of worrying about what's out there. And we're going to rest, and we're going to trust, and we're just going to thank God that he is with us, that he's working ahead of us. He's working ahead of us. That's truly a gift of grace. But Heavenly Father, we thank you for this bread and what it represents. We bless this bread in Jesus' name. We thank you that on the night he was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then he said this, "Take it, receive it, receive." God's working ahead of you. He's working for your good. Even though you can't see him, he's working behind the scenes ahead of you to clear the path for you, to clear the way. Jesus is the way. And take it, receive this, that because of Jesus, you've been made righteous, you're holy, you're anointed. He's made you perfect forever. We can stand in his presence with freedom and confidence, and God is working for you. He's among you as one who serves. That's what he told Abraham. I'm going to be among you as one who serves. I'm going to be your shield and your great reward. And that word great reward in Hebrew is the word sakar, which means I'm going to be in your service. So how did he know? How did Abraham know that God was going to send his angel? I'm just thinking about this right now. He knew God had promised to be in his service. And God, in your service, he's working for your good. That's truly an amazing thing. He's going to go ahead of you and prepare the way. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for this bread and what it represents in Jesus' name. So this idea that God was Abraham's shield and his very great reward, that was tied to, Abraham knew that because of his covenant with God. And this cup is a reminder. Jesus said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." This new covenant, we're going to let go of the old and we're going to begin to walk in this new. And we have a covenant with God. He's promised to give us his steadfast, unfailing love, his unconditional love and grace and mercy. And part of that is he's working ahead of us. And we're going to learn to rest, and we're going to learn to trust in that. And we're going to walk this out, resting and trusting in him. And we're going to begin to walk it out this week. We're going to start walking in this from this point on in our lives. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this cup and what it represents. In Jesus' name. So like I said, every time we take communion, it's like an activation. It's a turning point. We're going to start walking in this from this point on. So we've got a covenant with God. He is in our service, working for our good. He's working ahead of us. He's got us covered from the back, and he's working ahead of us, and he's with us in the present moment. I don't even know how to comprehend all of it all the time, but I know it's true. And it's truly an amazing thing. So what is our job in this? Now we have to walk it out. So when you're tempted to start looking out into the future and start questioning, having uncertainty, worries, doubts, all those types of things, What's our role? Get back in the present. Start thanking and praising God that he's working ahead of you. Get back into the present. Do what you know to do today. Follow his leading. Follow his voice. Do the things that you know to do today. Focus on executing them, trusting that he's with you. Just like that servant of Abraham. All right, God, I'm not exactly sure where I'm going, but I'm going to go and I'm going to trust that as I go and I do these things, you're going to be with me, helping me, equipping me, empowering me, guiding me. I'm going to trust in that. And then loving people. Our new covenant, covenant of love, to love people just like Jesus has loved us. And we're going to walk in that. And one of the other biggest things I've learned, it says, God, Abraham says, the God before whom I have walked will send his angel ahead of you. If you get worried about the future, I had a time in my own life, a lot of uncertainty coming up in the future. And it was about this time of year where it started to take place. It all broke through in the fall. God had prepared the way. I just didn't know it yet. And during that time, I developed the habit of just going for walks with God every day. About a 20-minute walk, just walking and talking and praying with God, just thinking about him, meditating on scriptures. If you do nothing else, just meditate and thinking on his steadfast, unfailing love for you. And just walking it out day by day, walking with God. I believe it'll be a tremendous blessing for you if you do that. But I thank you for joining us on our yearly cycle updates. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com to learn more about that there.